Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your holy name. We magnify your name, Lord. We thank you for this new day. Thank you for your protection over us. Thank you for your mercies, your kindness, and your faithfulness towards us as individuals, as a family, as a church, as a nation. We bless and we honor you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for all the vessels that you have been using, one way or the other, to make this broadcast get to every home. We say glory be unto your holy name. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us today. And the word that we need to hear, you cause us to hear it. Let your word bring forth salvation. Let it bring for healing. Let it bring for deliverance. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will specially visit you today. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we experience a total turnaround for the better, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord Himself will perfect all that concerns you. He will fight your battles and grant you victory on all sides, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, You Will Finish Your Race. You will finish your race. In the name of Jesus, you will not only finish your race, but indeed you will finish well. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will continue to keep you. He will continue to guide and direct your path. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I am taking my text from the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm reading from verses 7 to 8. 2 Timothy 4, 7 to 8. It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul was saying he has fought the good fight and he has finished the race. And as it was with Apostle Paul, you too, you will finish the race. You will not just finish the race, you will finish well. You will end this year victoriously. You will end this year better than you started. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, all your miracles that have been hanging, the Almighty God will deliver them to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, you will not miss your crown of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, the award that God has prepared for you, you will receive of them in the name of our Lord Jesus. Your blessing will not be distributed to others in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day of your lifting up, you will not be missing. No one will take your place on the day of your glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. From this passage that we have read, there are key things I want us to know. And for somebody who is going to finish well, I want to tell you this day that for you to be able to finish well, you must not be a lazy person. You cannot afford to be a lazy person. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 19:15, it says, slothfulness casts into deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. You will not suffer hunger. But the grace for you to be steadfast, the grace for you not to be slothful in every area of your life, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 6 and 7, say, "And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, why do you stand there idle all day? And they said to him, because no one has hired us. And he said to them, you go into the vineyard too. You cannot afford to be idle in this world. God has given you an assignment, and the Almighty God expects you to finish those assignments. The Bible tells us that those whom he called, he equipped. The Almighty God has given you the equipment you need, the potentials. What is in you is greater than that which is in the world. The Almighty God has given you, and you need to begin to use that which he has deposited in you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So you cannot afford to be idle. Are you sitting idle in the house of God, doing nothing? Brothers and sisters, you need to begin to do something for God. You need to begin to do something for God. And as you are doing so, the Almighty God will grant you the grace to finish this race well, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A person that's going to finish his race must not allow himself to be distracted. You must not allow yourself to be distracted. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, let your focus be on Christ. Let your focus not be on the challenges. Let it not be on the problems. Let your focus be on Christ. And as you focus on him, the Almighty God will grant you the grace to overcome every form of adversity that comes your way. Proverbs 24 verse 10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. May your strength not be small in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That person that's going to finish his race, whatever you are doing, you must put your heart into it. You must put your heart into that which you are doing. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, it says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Work heartily as it is for the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking in Matthew 6, 21, he said, for wherever your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Let your heart be in that which you are doing. Be passionate about that which you are doing. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you do so, the Almighty God will strengthen you and will grant you the grace to complete every form of abandoned project in your life. You are hereby terminated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to know that God has not given up on you, so you cannot afford to give up. Don't give up. God himself has not given up on you. He sees you. He knows what he created you for. And indeed, you will fulfill that which he has created you for in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 says, so we do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Our inner self is renewed day by day. The Almighty God is renewing us. He's giving us the power. His Spirit resides in us. He dwells within us. And for that reason, he strengthens us. So, brothers and sisters, do not give up. Do not lose hope, because God has not given up on you. He has not given up on you. Do not let the enemy deceive you, because the enemy's assignment is to steal, is to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Indeed, you will experience abundance of life this season like never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, do not give up, because God has not given up on you. I want you to know also that the Lord will grant you victory over your enemies, known and unknown. The Bible tells us in Psalm 44, verse 6, He said, for not in my bow do I trust. I do not trust in my bow, nor can my sword save me. But you have saved me from all our foes and have put to shame those who hate us. So the Lord has put to shame everyone that hates you. The Bible also tells us in Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 20, reading from verse 4. He says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. The Almighty God is going with you. He will fight your battles. He will fight against your enemies. And he will not just fight against them. He will grant you victory. In the name of Jesus, every gathering that is not of God concerning your destiny, the Almighty God will scatter them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will grant you total victory. In the name of our Lord Jesus. So brothers and sisters, do not fear. Do not fear. Know that God is with you. So there is no reason for you to fear. Just trust in this God. Trust in him. He hasn't given you the spirit of fear. So why are you afraid? Do not be afraid, because God is with you. He is with you to the end. He will continue to be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. He says, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. That is what God has given us. So, brothers and sisters, do not fear. The Lord will send encouragers of destiny to you. He tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3. He says, blessed be the Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comfort us in all affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So God is comforting you, is comforting me in whatever you are going through. Know that the Holy Spirit is with you. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. You will finish well. You will celebrate. You will be celebrated in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in vain. You will reap the fruits of your labor in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not plant another person reap. You will not build another person inhabit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, know that God is there for you. He is always there for you. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, he said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fear has not been perfected in love. In which love? In the love of Christ. You are already perfected in the love of Christ. So you should not fear. You should not tremble. All you need to do is look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And he will keep us to the end. He will protect you. He will guide you. He will fortify you. He will make you impregnable to the fiery darts of the enemy. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But this passage that we have just read, he said, anyone that is in fear has not been perfected in love. That means that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I'm giving you this opportunity right now to accept him as your Lord and your Savior. And as you do so, the Almighty God will be able to grant you the grace and the strength to finish well in the name of Jesus. So why don't you accept him and just say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today with a broken and contrite heart, full of repentance. Please forgive me of all my sins. Today, I surrender my life to you. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I confess it with my mouth. Jesus, come into my life and save my soul from eternal destruction. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that Jehovah God Let these wounds, Lord, let them never go back to their vomit. Let them remain connected to you all the days of their lives in the name of Jesus. For every one of you that have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Almighty God will guide you and direct you. Error shall be far away from you in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.